This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. My name is Phil. This is our Monday Night Fan Zone show. It's transfer deadline day. We want your views. We want your comments as ever. Who do you think we're going to sign? Who do you think we should have signed? We've got loads and loads of things to chat about tonight, and we want your views in tonight's Fan Zone show. Yes, good evening. My name's Phil. This is Leicester Fan TV. If you're watching this live, get your views in, get your comments in. If you're watching it on playback, join the shows live every Monday at 7:30. But hope you'll enjoy what hopefully will be an eventful chat tonight. We want your views. We want your comments. As I say, we are always live. The big question is, who should we have signed, or is it who could we still sign? I want your views and I want to hear what you say. Patrick says there looks like there's no incomes. Well, Patrick, we are hearing rumours that there could be one, and we can chat about that as well. Jordan says, why didn't we go in for Glenn Murray? We really missed out with that one. Should have snapped him up. Leicester will be signing. Nobody, says Adam. No player coming in from Watford. Well, Mick, I hope you're well, Mick. It does sound like that Chalobah. Gotta practice saying his name. He could be a Leicester striker, could be in here. Brad Lingard says, we won't sign anyone. But if we should do, it should be a striker. Listen, we put a poll out on Twitter earlier. I'm just looking at the results of it here. We said to Leicester fans, do you want to sign a striker? Do you want to sign a defender, centre-back? Because there's been talk of Tarkowski, centre-backs. Do you want to sign a winger? I think we're all right on wingers. Or do you want to sign a striker? So we have had nearly 400 votes on that since we did it mid-afternoon. Nearly 400 votes. I can tell you that 0.3% said we need a defender. So there was a lot of talk about Tarkowski again, but we don't need a defender. Central defensive midfielder, 1.3% said we need a central defensive midfielder. 1.3% also said a winger, but guess what? 97.1% said we need a striker. So, very, very quiet in the transfer market. Obviously, I think we could start very briefly. We could start with Demarai Gray. Listen, well done to Demarai Gray. He's got his move. Thanks for everything you did for us, Demarai. I'm sad it didn't quite work out for Demarai Gray at Leicester City. I think this photo, it's probably Demarai Gray's finest moment. A fantastic emotional day away at Cardiff. And he scored that goal. Emotions ran high. We won that day, obviously, after the tragedy. So I think Leicester fans will hold a warm heart for Demarai Gray. And I'm very sad it didn't quite work out for him. What do you think about Damari Gray going by Leverkusen, £2 million. We could have sold him, I believe, to Bournemouth about 18 months ago for 20, 25 million. So it really has gone downhill. Obviously, Brendan Rodgers doesn't fancy him in his team. So I don't know. It's a shame. Get your views in on Damari Gray. It would be very interesting to hear what you thought about Damari Gray. Now, listen, how many players do we want to be chatting about who Leicester could have gone for and who we should have gone for? Where do you want to start? Listen, let's have a little chat about Nacho yesterday. I don't know about what you guys thought. He just doesn't seem like he's going to be in Brendan Rodgers' plans. Vardy's out, so surely that's when Nacho gets his chance to start a game. He's barely been coming on as a sub. I don't think Perez offers us enough as a striking option. I think Perez is like a false 10, a sort of number. I don't know, but he's just doesn't seem like it is. Get your views in, get your comments in. Gray has been hit and miss, says LCFC Gray, but unfortunately more miss. We wish him well. I think that's right. I think we do wish Damari Gray well. With Slim gone, this is Franco says, with Slim and Gray gone, there's defo money to bring in a loan deal. I agree, Franco. I agree. There's wages money there. If rumours are to be told and what we've seen from the club's accounts, Slimani was on over 80 grand a week and Damari Gray was on over 50 grand a week. That's 130 grand a week of wages to pay. Now, who would you be pulling in for that? Jason says Nacho is not in his plans and Perez is not the answer. I agree, Jason. That is exactly what I would say. Reese says we need a striker badly, but it won't happen. I think you're right, Reese. I think you're right. And I'm going to call it now. I think it's a missed opportunity. We're in the top four in the Premier League. We're in the last 32 in the Europa League. We're in the fifth round of the FA Cup with a home tie against Brighton. Could well easily get through to the sixth round. I think that we need to get a striker in, and I would have got one in loan. Let's pick one we've missed out on. This guy. We have picked out on Ashley Maitland-Niles, 23 years old. Arsenal apparently didn't want... I mean, this is what you're going on. Arsenal didn't want to loan him to Leicester. Is that true? It would sort of make some sense. They wouldn't want to loan him to a competitor. So they say, I don't think we're competing with Arsenal this season. Good grief. Would you have took him in or not? Would you have took him in? I've been saying this for a while, says Gav Hogan. We need a striker. We do. Would you have took this guy? Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Really doesn't matter because we have missed out on him. Now, here is the hot rumour this evening we are hearing, although I've just read you guys are saying he started for Watford. Chaloba, again, 26-year-old central defensive midfielder. You know, not again for me, not been in, he's been in and out the Watford side. I'm not sure if he is the right sort of player for us. What would you say to that? I want your views. I want your comments on that. I can see this is Fofana out for 5 weeks with torn thigh. Castagna's out for a good few weeks. We've certainly heard that, Dave. Fofana, I haven't heard it confirmed. Counsellor, good evening, Counsellor, sir, says, I can see a loan attempt for Sturridge. I can't see that. Can't see that, Counsellor, at all. Ross is saying maybe we could recall George Hurst. He can learn a lot from Vardy with the Sheffield Wednesday connection. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Mick, I'm totally with you, Mick. I don't think we need a central defensive midfielder. Now, listen, I know Dennis Pratt's out for about another 9-10 weeks. I know Ndidi's out for a good few weeks. We have got Hamza Chowdhury. We've got Mendy. For me, we've got two central defensive midfielders who are fit. So for me, I don't think we need to go in and get another one. But this was the rumour when I went live. That was the rumour. James saying, everyone's saying we need a striker. Everyone can see that. Come on, Leicester. I just, after yesterday, again, the Brentford away match, the commentary guys on, I think it was on BT, wasn't it? The commentary guys said, Nacho's on the bench, Leicester are saving him for the Everton game. And I sort of thought, well, I don't think we're saving him, but hey, maybe they're right. We've got a lot of games. He didn't start against Brentford, didn't start against Everton, didn't start against Leeds. Listen, he didn't even come on against Leeds until it was too late. Did it, you know, he didn't start against Leeds, didn't come on, didn't try and change the game. I don't think anybody thought particularly, and I'm not being harsh, I don't think anybody particularly thought, come on, get Nacho on, we can come and back and win this. Foxton saying sign a Cam, central attacking midfielder. I think we've got plenty of them though, haven't we? We've got Madison, we've got Tielemans, we've got Perez, we've got Harvey Barnes. I think we've got loads of options in that position. I really do. Where I don't think we've got in position is a striker. Now, I'm going to chuck some names out you here, and I want to know. I would agree with Locks. I go back to Gordon Bennett this time last year. Gordon Bennett, and maybe signing nobody is better than a panic buying or signing of Chalobah. I really do. So Ryan Bennett last year was a mistake. And I'm going to say that partly led to us missing out on the Champions League, which was a big miss. We're in pole position to get in the Champions League again. I say again, because obviously we did it in 2017 when we'd won the league. I think we've perhaps lost too many at home to be serious title contenders, but we're still in the mix. But I think Champions League is more than possible. And I think this is the opportunity. And I know it's a tough time with coronavirus, with the season and everything, but there's strikers out there. We're going to have a look at a few that are available. Hassan says, I disagree with you about centre-back. We do need a centre-back because Evans is getting old and we can't score from corners. Tarkowski is a strong, big, built centre-back. We need Tarkowski. I'd have to check my stats, Hassan, but I'm going to absolutely disagree with you, mate. I really am going to disagree with you, but you're entitled to your own opinion. I think Johnny Evans is 30, isn't he? Can somebody put me right? How old is Johnny Evans? Can somebody Google it, tell me? Johnny Evans isn't old. He's been our best centre-back for the last three seasons. Johnny Evans is the guy who's made Harry Guire look like an £85 million player. Johnny Evans is the guy who's made Sanku go from zero to hero, isn't he? Johnny Evans is the guy stood next to Wesley Fofana making a 19-year-old, albeit a very good 19-year-old, look very good. Johnny Evans are consistent in there. Please, honestly, I'm not saying Tarkowski wouldn't be a decent buy, but I don't think we need another centre-back. I really don't. I'd love to know how old. Brad Norman says 33. He's 33. That's fine. That's not too old for a centre-back. Ross says he's 33 and plays like 23. I was going to say, I genuinely think he is absolutely a decent centre-back at the moment. Messi is spotted on separate lane. I tell you what, I don't think anybody in the world can afford Messi's wages if you read what's on the front of the paper. Diego Costa. Evans is 33, an amazing buy. Clint says Diego Costa was spotted in Wittick today in Morrison's. Listen, let's start with Diego Costa, shall we? Available on a free. Do you know what? I had a bit of a Twitter argument earlier with somebody. Somebody on Twitter said, don't want Diego Costa. He's too old, mate. He's too old for Leicester. And I'm like, he's 32. That I do know. He's 32. He's 2 years younger than Jamie Vardy. So, listen, I'm not saying he's the answer long term, but could he be the sort of answer for 4 or 5 months to get us into the Champions League, to maybe earn himself a big contract? And yeah, somebody's going to say, you're going to put in the comments in a minute, he's on big wages, he wants big wages. Like somebody put earlier, we've just got rid of Sluani, we've just got Demarai Gray, we've got 130 grand a week in the kitty. So yes, if we had to go and spend more, would he upset the dressing room? Maybe. Or would it show to some of the younger players, hang on, Leicester City mean business. We want to get to the Champions League. So I'd really be interested to know what you think about Diego Costa. I haven't seen that he's gone anywhere yet. I still haven't seen it. Spurs were rumoured to be the ones in for him today. Patrick saying, I won't bother, not on 270 grand a week. Listen, we've paid 80 plus grand a week for Slimani for 4 years and seen nothing out of it. Would Diego Costa score goals in the Premier League, I ask you, Patrick? That's what I know. Would Diego Costa get us some goals before the end of the season? If Diego Costa was on the bench and you needed a goal and you wanted to come on, would he score you a goal? That's my questions to you guys. I want you to answer it. Would defences would be scared witless with Jamie Vardy and Diego Costa in the team together? I genuinely think they would be. And Ben is, I am putting Ben's comment on because I totally agree with what Ben says there. Why are we moaning about wages? We're not a mid-table championship club no more. Show some ambition. Ben, I 100% agree with you, mate. Honestly, agree with you. The people say Leicester City can't afford this, Leicester City can't afford that. We're a top Premier League side. There's money coming in. You know, sometimes we'll have to go for it. The councillor says, ill and balanced aside. That would be the chance. I agree with that. That would be the chance. Adam, again, I'm not having that. No striker will come here until Vardy starts to get less game time. Players would come. Players will come to Leicester City. Else, that's like saying nobody would go to Man City or Liverpool or Man United or Spurs. Who'd go to Spurs? Because Harry Kane and Son are always going to get in. Of course, you know. Steve's saying inside me until the end of the season. Hey, listen, I could have put a better free kick in than Madison's yesterday. That would have been it. I could have just done one free kick, but I think I could have plopped that in there. Lox is saying, thank you, Lox, for saying Fofana is out for 5 weeks. That's going to be a loss. Castagna's out for a few weeks as well. Joanna says, Costa, absolutely doubt we've even considered him. Not going to happen. I think you're probably right. I think you are probably right. For me, I think, like Ivan says, he's aggressive in the strike. He likes fighting. So many cards. We don't have such a player like him. Well, Adam, yeah, they do go to those clubs because they get the wages. Well, yeah, Leicester might have to bust the wage packet. You know, one day we're going to have to do it, aren't we? We are going to have to do it one day. So we talked about Costa. Here's another one for you to consider. Edin Dzeko. Available, I believe still available. Would you sign him? Again, Premier League experience. Looking, yes, again, it'd be another one wanting big wages. Proven goal scorer. Offers something a bit different to Jamie Vardy, obviously. A little bit more, a bit of a more round player, I would say. You know, Bradley says could be a plan B. Spencer says could be a super sub. Danny Ings, Adam, we'll come on to Danny Ings in a minute. It'd be interesting in there. EKG, sorry, Foxton says yes, sign him. EKG says of the two, I'd take Dzeko over Costa. You're probably right. It's a little bit more cultured, maybe. I'd take either, to be fair. I just signed a striker. Duncan says sign Lineker, honestly, in there. Anyone fancy Che Adams? Oh, where is Che Adams now? I can't remember in there. Mark, sadly, I think you're right, Mark. I think we're not going to sign anybody. And I think potentially it's an opportunity missed. I really do think it's an opportunity mixed. Sportser says yet again, he'll imbalance the squad, but would potentially take him. Yeah, this will be the debate, won't it, Josh? And everybody who's watching. You sign somebody like Diego Costa or Edin Dzeko. Of course, it would imbalance the squad. But it would also show the squad, hang on, Leicester City, we want to get to the Champions League. We maybe want to have an outside chance of going for the Premier League title. How many times are we going to be in this position? Would be the question. And I would say we were in this position last year and we signed Ryan Bennett. Did that cost us the Champions League? It's as simple as that. I think it did because he barely played for us and he played for us at the end and didn't do much. Jason says Dzeko is top player with European experience. Again, yeah, I agree. Luke says we're working in a completely different market to these two, I'm afraid. Luke, I think you're right. I think you're right. Paul says Dzeko would be a great signing for the rest of the season. The difference between top four and top six. What is a Champions League space worth? It is worth millions and millions and millions of pounds. I don't think people sometimes realise. Yes, it's great to get in the Europa League, but financially, the difference between the Europa League and the Champions League, it's not 2 million, it's not 5 million, it's not 10 million. I believe it's like 60 million. It really is. Ivan says he'd prefer Dzeko to Costa. Sam, in Rodgers we trust, he knows what he's doing. Listen, in the end, well, that's what you have to say. But do you say that, Sam, about last season when we missed out on a Champions League spot? Did we get it right in the January transfer window by signing on loan Ryan Bennett, who couldn't get into the Wolves side? Was that the right move? Because it didn't work out. It did not work out, did it? Other people we could talk about. Edward. 30 million for a Scottish striker. I know a lot of you aren't having it, but what do you think to that? You know, a lot of fans do want him. Some don't want him. Let us know on that. Danny Ings, again, still available, I believe. Danny Ings, talk of him going somewhere. So these are players who've been around and seen it. But now I'm going to chuck things in the mix. Because for me, and I want to know your views on it, why are we not looking down to the Championship? Why are we not looking at Ivan Tooney? All I did today, and what other people have done, is you look at the top scorers in the Championship and you think, do you know what? Let's see if the top goal scorer, Ivan Tooney, from Brentford, I think he scored 15, 16 goals this season. Would you like to come and play for Leicester City? Yes, I'm sure you're going to cost us 20 to 30 million pounds. Would you like to come and play for Leicester City? I think he'd be worth looking at. I really do think he would be worth looking at. Another one down in that ilk is Armstrong at Blackburn. Again, scored, I think, one goal less than Tooney. Would you take either of these players, Ivan Tooney or Armstrong from Blackburn? Let me know in your comments. Let's get some of those comments up there. Why can we not go to him down into the Championship and look at some of those players? We missed out on Ollie Watkins. We missed out on Callum Wilson. These were players in the summer we could have gone for. Somebody in the Facebook groups just literally put that out. We missed the boat when we missed out on Watkins. Scooby Baz is saying Tooney. Would you take him, Scooby? Let me know. Championship side, Championship to Premier League adds 10. I agree, Keith. I agree. But he's scoring goals in the Championship. I think they'd probably value him around 20 million. I think in today's world, that's worth a go. I really do. I want your views in there. Let me know. Yes, Neil, I know the pandemic has obviously hit King Power's income. We have to understand that in the short term. I certainly do. I do understand that. And I know the world's had a big hit, as have you and I and everybody who's working. But we are still a business. Leicester City is still a business. And I know they're not getting the fans' wages coming in, but they are getting all the TV money coming in there. I just think we're not even looking at a striker, wherever it is. Andy says we need to not only buy a striker, but we need to find Vardy's replacement. We've been talking about this, Andy, for a couple of years now, haven't we? Jamie Vardy isn't going to go on. Patrick said we ain't got no cash. Well, Patrick, let's loan a player in then. We've just made £130, released £130,000 of wages a week. That would pay somebody's wages on loan, Patrick, wouldn't it? It really would. And we just sold Demarai Gray for £2 million. So chuck that in. You can get a striker in, Patrick, for the remainder of this season on loan, even if you're paying two big bucks. Yeah? Somebody said Diego Costa wants 200 grand, 270 grand. Well, Demarai Gray's 2 million and the wages you've just released, we've done it. Okay? So, you know, that would be part of it. Jordan saying Jalaba just scored a screamer. Quick sign him up. I don't know if he has scored for Watford. That would be quite amusing if he has, seeing as we've just talked about him. We have Adam says top four is gone if we don't sign in this window, and looking likely we are not going to get anyone. Where's the ambition gone? It's an interesting point. Look, listen. I love it that Leicester City are in the top four of the Premier League. I love it that we're in the Europa League last 32, FA Cup last five, fifth round, sorry. But this would be the time to go and reinforce. And actually, we've let Demarai Gray go, which is right if he's not featuring and is obviously something's gone wrong. We've let Slimani go. So we've let two out of the squad go. So don't you need to replace those two in the squad? The squad is two players lighter out of that 25, 26 man squad, depending on which competition we're in. We've lost two first team squad players in Demarai Gray and Islam Slimani. Don't you need to replace them with the amount of games we've got coming up? Tony says the club has a wage structure. They're not going to pay double the wages to the likes of Costa. Please get us a sense of realism. I understand that. I understand that, Tony. You're right. You're absolutely right, Tony. They probably do have a wage structure. But Danny Ings ain't going to bust the wage structure, is he? Do you know what I mean? Ivan Toley's not going to bust the wage structure. Armstrong ain't going to bust the wage structure. They're going to cost you some money. You know, so I think it's an interesting debate we're having here. And I get your views on it, or for some of them. Sports says it's a poor window as a whole, but the only positive is that we've got rid of some deadwood in Slimani and Gray, which is interesting. Surely owners can see we need to strengthen in the striker area and recognise. Yeah, Jason, I would agree. Listen, Brendan Rodgers has said he came out and said, we're not, we're in the market for a central defensive midfielder. We need to get cover in there. Again, Jerry, yeah, promote someone from the under 23 squad. Who? Jerry, who is coming up? Where is the next striker? Where's the next homegrown talent that could be on the bench? Don't know, but Danny Ings won't be as cheap as you expect. I bet he'd be cheaper than 130 grand a week, Ken, if I'm honest, which is what we potentially got. Roscoe Ross says Rodgers hasn't confirmed about signing a striker. No, he hasn't at all. So it'd be interesting. Leo says some good players all here, but are they going to get us Champions League football? I'm not sure, to be fair with that. Yes, he is. Michael, thanks for watching. Ainsley Maitland-Niles is going to go to West Brom. you have to speculate to accumulate, says Andy. Yeah, indeed. Indeed. We have. Roger said he wants a midfielder and a camp. That's what I'm saying. He's not said he wants a striker. Admin says we have Callum Rowe. We have loaned out as well, which is interesting. I'm reading your comments here. Tony Chamberlain, will Tony, Ings, etc. play second fiddle to Vardy for 18 months, or do you replace Vardy now? Great question, Tony. Listen, what I'd like to see is somebody who can come in and either play alongside Vardy or is prepared to sit on the bench. Or if Vardy goes through a goal drought, Vardy's got some competition. We're allowed to have competition. Jamie Vardy's a 34-year-old striker and I love him to bits, but we're allowed to get in another striker who might just give him a push for his place, aren't we? Honestly, what are we saying? Why do we have to go and sign a striker? Am I missing something here? Can you answer me that? Why do people say, oh, if we sign a striker, they'll have to play second fiddle to Jamie Vardy? That's not how football works. That works in a club where Jamie Vardy's in charge of the club. He's not. The club's in charge of Brendan Rodgers. Brendan Rodgers is in charge of the players. Jamie Vardy will stay in the first team as long as he keeps scoring goals, which he has been. So his place would be secure. But if you get in another decent striker who pushes him, so somebody like Ivan Tooney from Brentford would be there going, I can be the next Jamie Vardy. I can come in. Maybe I'll learn a bit from Jamie Vardy. I'll push him. I'll get my chance. Jamie Vardy is 34 now and does pick up injuries. Listen, we've seen it. Will Jamie Vardy from this injury come back and stay fit all season? I don't know. Ivan Tooney, would he rather play at Leicester City and be pushing for Champions League, maybe even a Premier League title, or staying at Brentford, who are doing really well? Why does he have to come and play second fiddle? I don't get that when fans say that. Why? We can have two players challenging for every position. That's what a top four club needs. Two equally good players challenging for it. Christian says get Giroud. He would have been a good signing, but he's gone to Chelsea and he does get enough of a look in there, doesn't he? Not expecting anybody in, says Mark Capel. Maybe a couple of loans out. No forward worth his salt. We'll come and play second fiddle. Again, don't come and play second fiddle to Jamie Vardy. Strikers come. Unless Jamie Vardy's in charge of picking the side, Mark, which maybe he is. Maybe he is. But Jono says, I think getting rid of Gray and Slim is as good as a signing. I don't think the strikers we want are available this summer will be a big one. Jono, listen, I hear what you're saying. But I am going to disagree with you, Jono. I think getting rid of Slimani and Demarai Gray, if they're not happy at the club, makes sense. So, and it releases 130 grand a week's worth of wages. So that is good business. But waiting till the summer, Listen, you've watched Leicester a lot. I've watched Leicester. We ain't had many of these seasons where at this stage in the season, we are in the top four of the Premier League and we are pushing for Champions League, maybe an outside chance. We're not been in this position many times. Last year we were. I'd hoped we'd learn our lessons by signing Ryan Bennett last minute. I don't know if we had. Lee says, love Vardy, but if someone comes in and is better, he'll have to deal with it. 100% agree with you, Lee. What is all this? Oh, whoever we sign is going to sit and take second fiddle to Jamie Vardy. Why is that? Mick says we need two strikers from the off. Yes, we do. And Nacho clearly isn't in Brendan Rodgers. Brendan Rodgers can't believe that Nacho can do it because he doesn't play him when Jamie Vardy is injured. Martin says the owners make the money from duty free shops, even though their income. Yeah. I agree. And it's been fantastic, Martin. Absolutely fantastic. The training facility is amazing. And Jono, yeah, he wants a striker, but I'm not talking about panic buying. I'm talking about maybe loaning somebody in. We don't want, if you just think we need somebody in there. Scott is talking about we need somebody who can take a corner. Yeah, I think we do. Problem has been, says Andy, that Vardy has never had any competition. He needs some competition. I think he needs some competition, doesn't he? I don't think that would hurt. Ryan Bennett was signed so Benkovic could go out on loan to play football and develop. Well, that didn't work, did it, Keith, then? Because Ryan Bennett didn't play for Leicester City. Benkovic went out on loan and hasn't developed and has ended up not playing very well at Cardiff and not. And he's now over in Belgium in OH. So I don't see Benkovic is developing. So I'm not sure that works. Anthony, that is the question, isn't it? That is the question. Indeed. And I don't know the answer to it. But he doesn't play Nacho. So he obviously isn't seeing something he likes in there. Listen, so much to talk about tonight. Keep an eye on the transfer window. If anything happens tonight... But mark our words, or mark what we said it here. If we really want to get to Champions League, if we really wanted to push for the top to win a title, which we're in with a shout out at this stage, just still, but we're certainly in with a big shout for Champions League. Should we have signed somebody? Demarai Gray gone, Slimani gone. That's two out of the first team squad gone. Castagna injured, Ndidi injured. Pratt injured, Fofana injured. That's six. Six out of the 25. Out. My maths ain't good, but that leaves us with, what, about 18 or 19 players? We've got a game every 3 days at the moment. I think it was time to make some signings. But, hey, heck, what do we know? We are just fans, aren't we? We are just fans. Thanks for watching so much, Leicester Fan TV. It's been absolutely brilliant to get all your views and all your comments in as ever. Listen, wherever you're watching us, please, if you can, go and follow us on at Leicester Fan TV, wherever you are watching, on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram. It's been great to get all your comments in. Thanks so much. And as ever, thanks to all these guys who help bring Leicester Fan TV to you. All local businesses, go and support them.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feedme, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.